welcome Dan Fogelberg.
So we stare into the emptiness, fall beneath the weight, circling the Nexus in A, B to dance with fate. Well, these fear that knows its own flight. Steadily the hunter who slays his own pride. Listen, tramper who journeys the length of the light.
Thanks for coming out tonight. I mean, greetings from the web. Actually, I was in Cleveland this summer out of Blossom and decided to, I love playing there. It's a great, great place. So some of you guys were there, huh? Great, great. Well, I appreciate you coming out. It's a different show. This is just me and my guitars and piano. No band. I mean, I love doing that, but I love doing this as well. It's fun to come out sometimes and just play these songs the way that they were originally written. Plus the fact, I'm told that acoustic music is suddenly very, very hip again, so. It also affords me an opportunity to kind of look back and play some of the older tunes that I don't normally get to with the band. You're dating yourselves. Here's one from Cafe Ninja. Now somewhere on a lonely and muddy country road, I heard your song grow for the first time. Somewhere in the distance, where you keep black and low, made me feel you was running from the ground. Made me feel you was running from the black and gold, made me from the ground. Made me feel that he was running from any crime. Made me feel that he was running. From me. Back to that same album, Captured Angel. I haven't done this in a few years.
End of October, the sleepy brown woods seem to nod down their heads to the winter. Yellows and grays bathe the sad skies today, and I wonder when you're coming home. I woke up one morning to wind through the window, reminded me winter was just around the bend. Somehow I just did not see it was a coming. It took me by surprise again. Here you were in San Francisco, there with your sisters and mother to be, her husband way down in Georgia, and I'm still in old Tennessee, wishing you'd come home to me. It's easy, I'm sure you recall how it's so breezy in the summer and the fall. Winter's falling out, and I've got no idea. And I was your fire, so sweet, dear. I was your fire, so sweet, and I hear your inside. Francisco, there with your sisters and mother to be, and her husband way down in Georgia, and I'm still in old Tennessee, wishing you'd come home to me. Seem to nod down their heads to the winter. Yellows and grays paint the sad skies today, and I wonder when you're coming home. I wonder when you're coming home, baby. I wonder when you're coming home.
imagination of you people moving. That's supposed to be my imagination. This one here, folks, is a song from The Innocent Age. From one of my very favorite places on the planet, the coast of Maine.
The coastline recedes from me.
Doing so far, okay? This one goes a long way back. This was actually the first song that I ever recorded, like in 1859. Well, we had to wait for the technology to catch up to us, but we were finished. So consequently, it didn't come out until 1972. What's that line of Robin Williams, if you can remember the 60s, you weren't there? Anyway, this is kind of a funny story. I was up at the University of Michigan last week playing at Ann Arbor. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Box. I'm sorry, you have the advantage on me here. Oh, Ohio State. Oh. Boy, that didn't occur to me. You will notice I won't say go Broncos tonight either. So. I will not say it. I have to apologize, Bernie. I didn't mean it. Anyway, I was playing up there, and it's not the point of where it was, but this was a university. And it could have been any university, any large Midwestern university. Or small Midwestern university. Actually, I was playing at Ohio State a couple weeks ago. You would have a little shot of courage. It occurred to me that this song was probably older than most of the audience was, which is the point I was trying to make. Jeez. Thank you.
tale of an old red Norwegian lover. Sometimes it's not very fun thinking a lot of my hand.
Sounds like Martin Scorsese's in the audience or anything like that.
Hey, this is a thing called the Paris Art. So you don't think that I actually do have the famous orchestra in the pocket going on here. Nothing in there. Actually, if you haven't seen this before, what this is going on here is this piano is fitted with a thing called a Forte MIDI mod system, which allows me to trigger synthesizers. Thank you.
that love and trust us. Heal and pray before the mind. And I'm afraid I never did you justice. And so I'm gonna feel my love a little stronger next time. Oh, next time. Next time I ain't gonna fall on my knees and come out. I tell myself I'll try a little harder.
Mel Bay chord, folks. Anybody know who Mel Bay was? He was the ambassador to the United Nations from Ireland in 1934, around this. Actually, Mel Bay was the guy that had the chord books you got when you were in high school. It had the pictures of the chords in it so you could learn them. And one of those things I was playing sounded like a Mel Bay. It's amazing how this stuff, you know, is in there. I don't even know if you can get Mel Bay books anymore. You can get for harmonica. Mel Bay doesn't play harmonica. Did you hear that band, the Harmonica Virgins? You don't remember from a few years ago? The Harmonica Virgins? I'm not real big on astrology in Cleveland. This is a song from Harmonica Virgins. If you say it fast, it goes out Harmonica Virgins. Harmonica Convergence. Get it? It's still not fire, right? That's all right. I've beat a few dead horses in my life. This here is a song about some of my crazy ancestors. That's them now. Actually, yeah, the aliens came in business suits. This was, actually, I got to see my grandmother quite recently. This was kind of inspired by her. And God bless her, she's 97 years old. She's still going great. She's still visible and takes care of her own house. And she's probably the only sane one of the family, to be honest with you. Wonderful little Scottish lady. And I don't know why I'm telling you this, but we were watching a wedding video of my wedding this summer, and she couldn't come to Colorado because it was, you know, she's 97. She walks, but she doesn't fly. So I was showing her the video, and it was a Native American style wedding. You know, it went on a while. There's a lot of ceremony involved. And she was watching it, and she stopped and said, "Well, does that make you feel any more married than I am?" Very odd thing to say. So I said, "Well, what do you mean?" She said, "Well, this took like 45 minutes for you to get married. Your grandfather and I were married in 2 minutes. So does that make you feel any more married than I was?" That's great. Anyway, so I'm going to dedicate this to my grandmother.
Generations won't
was after the war. They sailed in this river three times on ship. One became a lawyer, one found his due. One became the stony son who sits there now and sings this song. And the son become the daughters, and the daughters will be yours. As the torches passed around New England, we struggled through our lives. Though the generation wounded, the idiot survives. All of us, from dust to dust, we all become poor fathers.
Tell me, according to the contract, that we have to take an admission at some point. So look, be on the lookout for one. It could happen at any moment. When you least expect it. So, actually, I think what they're trying to do is coerce you into buying alcohol. So, you guys go have a drink. I'll go have a drink, and I'll meet you back in 20 minutes, okay? And tip your waitresses.
It's hard to say her love went wrong.
things you'll never know. One stand the sky begins to snow. You cry. You cry. Thank you.
holy road, people. On the holy road. On the holy road, children. On the holy
road. Thank you. Here's one from High Country Stores.
Linda lost a lover in the early morning, and she moved out to the country, hoping all would be forgotten. The last time that I saw her, she would make sure the winter wouldn't come to that old door frame, with the door 7 inches from the ground, the cold hard ground. It's hard to go down easy, and it's hard to keep from crying, and it's hard to lose a lover in the early part of our time. And she learned to start the fire, and she learned to make jewelry out of stones and precious metals. And she sits down to the table with the friends of several others, and she tries real hard to never be alone. And it's hard to go down easy, and it's hard keep from dying, and it's hard to lose a lover in the early part of autumn. Now the winter wind blows cold upon a fair gentle soul, and she feels as if her time has passed easy. Her friends are sometimes lovers, though they'll always be another. She thinks about her nighttime lays on down, and it's hard to go down. Keep from crying, and it's hard to lose a lover in the early part of autumn.
This song here is a new song I began playing this summer. It was written for the Wilderness Society, and is included on a new live double CD we just released last week called Greetings from the West, along with an accompanying concert video with the band this summer. So you might keep an eye out for it. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Anyway, the Wilderness Society people are here again tonight, and they're handing out some brochures, hoping to sign up some new members, and they also have a petition with them. This summer we were focusing our attention on trying to stop the oil companies from going in and drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. One of our last true wilderness areas in this country. And I'm very pleased and very proud to be able to announce that as of last week, the Senate voted down drilling in the oil refuge. So it was a great victory for those of us who care more for the planet than we do for profits. And now the fight is going to be on trying to permanently designate the Arctic Wildlife Refuge as wilderness. So there's a petition out there if you feel like it. I would greatly appreciate your name on it and your support in this. Look for them on the way out. Anyway, so I wrote this song for them. Those creatures up there now, the caribou and the wolverines and the grizzly bears and all these magnificent creatures are safe for the time being. But there's many on this planet that aren't. We are driving species off this planet and into extinction at a disgraceful rate. And this is a song about that, and it's for those creatures, those innocent ones that we have no right to exclude from life on this planet. It's called A Cry in the Forest. There's a cry in the forest. It's feathered and brown, and it echoes off of nothing as the trees come down. It's the sound of a sparrow hitting the ground. It's the sound of one eternity. The sound of an eternity bound. There's a cry in the oceans. It's wave and blue, and it rises from the depths, breaks my heart in two. It's the dream of the great waves running aground. It's the sound of one eternity bound. It's the sound of one eternity bound. Oh, eternity bound. Once they're passed into the times, they can never more be found. Is there anybody listening? Tell me, can you hear the sound of the gentle ones eternity bound? Of the gentle ones eternity music I did back with Tim Weisbird. This is particularly appropriate to play at a place like this. This is called Lazy Susan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Louis Haynes. This next one here, folks, is from The Wild Places, my most recent work. This is a piece that I wrote in tribute to one of the great American ladies of the arts, Miss Georgia O'Keeffe. This is called Bones in the Sky.
beside you to help you along. You'll soon be growing up strong. All the long days and mornings in pastures green, the sun on your withers, the wind in your prepare you for what lies ahead. Run for the roses so red. And it's a run for the roses as fast as you can. Your day is delivered, your moment's at hand. It's the chance. Sire, it's born in the blood, the fire of a miracle strength, stud. It's breeding and it's training, and it's someday unknown that drives you and carries you home. And if you run,
and his heart was known to none. And every home went his own in solitary way. And he gave to me a gift I know
Coming tonight. I hope you had a good time. I had a great time playing for you here again at the Club Row. I'm going to go going around like this. Cecilia, thank you very much, and be careful going home. It's slick out there, and see you next time.
steady and strong. Think that's all you love, love. The next thing I know, I'm a worried and weak, and I feel myself starting to rumble. Meeting gets lost and the teacher gets tossed, and he doesn't let you go in the day. Wait for the sun and it never quite comes. Some kind of message comes through to you. Some kind of message comes through. Everything you love and you can't get, coming in and out, feel you must set up all of a plan. Await your arrival, a simple survival. Wounded, we not understand. Wounded, we not understand. Wounded, we not understand. And mark in the night, it's so dark. Some kind of message comes through to you. Some kind of message shoots through. And it says to you, love and you can't. Crying you had to feel you must. That's a part of the plan. Await your arrival, a simple survival.
Couldn't find it open more. drank a toast to now and tried to reach beyond the emptiness of me.
Happy holidays.